Now, I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Susan Dillon Ayers, who is now with Hutchison Bowers. I know it says Jackson Walker, but she's just switched firms. She's an experienced trial lawyer. While she has handled hundreds of eminent domain cases in the last 14 years and has represented clients in a wide variety of civil matters, ranging from breach of contract and fraudulent inducement to civil rights violations and wrongful death. Susan is a graduate of the University of Houston Law Center, and she's a 2024 winner of the Litigation Appellate Award of the Travis County Women's Lawyers Association. So please welcome Ms. Ayers.
Can y'all hear me okay? Sick. Better? Okay, what wasn't in my bio is I taught high school English in alternative schools for 9 years. And I think it'll be fairly obvious that my style of presenting in a setting like this is a little bit different from some of the esteemed folks that we've been hearing from the last 2 days. I want really active participation. And I incentivize. I learned from trying to get ninth grade kids in alternative schools to learn Romeo and Juliet that incentives are the way to go if you want people to stay awake after they had lunch and you want them to really be engaged. So I bring prizes, and you don't have to give a right answer to win a prize. You might give a right answer and not get a prize. You might give a wrong answer and get a prize. Because I am as arbitrary and capricious as I feel when I'm standing up here and you all have to look at me. So we'll start with an example that is not a legal question. Who knows what our chief ALJ, Chris Munson's very first job out of law school was? And, being aggressive pays, so just yell. If you know the answer, just yell it out. Chief, you do not get to answer. No one. Okay, I'll try to give you some hints. So I started out my legal career the exact same way. Anybody who might have looked at my bio might have seen it. And if not, I'll just roll through. So right out of law school, I clerked for Justice Matt Kidd at the Austin Court of Appeals. And before I got there, he had hired the person who was going to immediately succeed me in the briefing attorney job. But while I was with him, he was looking for the person who would be his briefing attorney 2 years hence. And I had the great pleasure of being able to participate in some of those interviews and meetings. And the person who ultimately got that job was our chief ALJ. And here is how that went. After we'd met with him, he was a student, a law school student at the time, and after we'd met with him and talked to him all about school and his grades and why he was interested in being a briefing attorney, and he went on his way, Judge and I were in chambers, and he asked me, went down the list, we talked about everyone, he said, and what did you think of Chris? And I said, here's the thing that impressed me at the time, and I still remember today, and it had nothing to do with his grades, and it had nothing to do with our discussion of law school. He told us that both of his parents were in the Navy, and to demonstrate what his childhood had been like, he said, if they were walking around, driving around, riding bikes, sitting in the park, and any kind of military aircraft flew overhead, he could identify what that plane was because of how it sounded to him on the ground. And Judge looked at me and said, that's what you got. And I said, whatever you ask him to do, he will execute with meticulous attention to detail. And you will be very, very pleased with the year that you spend with him as your briefing attorney. And that all came to pass and was very true. And it's fun to be at a place like this where you see friends you've known long enough that you can tell stories about them 25 years, later after they've gotten out of law school. So you all failed the first test. You could have just guessed, and I might have given you something, but teenagers are less inhibited than adults, so y'all need to loosen up a little bit.